Rick Astley, Sunday afternoons on Magic.
That's the fantastic voice of Lamar and If There's Any Justice. And I'm playing that for my guest this afternoon. In fact, in honour of my guest this afternoon for his role in Law & Order, it's Bradley Walsh. Welcome.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks,
good, man.
Good.
So, Law & Order's back then?
Yeah, absolutely. Friday nights, 9 o'clock, ITV1.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, listen, we're going to chat more about that in just a minute. It's Rick Astley here with Bradley Walsh on Magic.
Rick Astley on Magic.
Yes, I am Rick Astley sometimes. And I've got Bradley Walsh with me today. Hi, Bradley.
Hi, Rick.
So you're back on our screens with the sixth series of Law & Order. I can't believe that, actually. Six series already. I mean, has that flown by for you as well? Or?
Well, it has, but we actually record them in 13-episode chunks. So we only spend 3 years making it. It's a seven-month shoot.
Right.
And it was ITV that decided to chop them up into six and sevens.
Ah.
So, yeah, so this series you're watching now, we finished back in the end of April.
Wow.
Last year.
Is that weird for you to have stuff on the TV and people asking you about it and stuff?
Yeah, it is, because you can't always remember what the episode is, how episodically it works, where the story breakdown is. But there are some episodes that stick in your mind.
Sure.
And strangely enough, this episode this week, this Friday night, is really poignant. So there are episodes that come along that absolutely affect you, and it's a murder.
Right.
A young girl's murdered, and when my character was drinking 14 years ago, he put away really the wrong man for it, and of course blames his drinking and his partner.
Right.
And then it transpires, of course, it wasn't this person we put away who killed her. So we've then got to try and unravel it.
Do you watch the American one? Are you a big fan of the American one?
Well, when I first got the job, they'd asked me if I'd ever seen it, and I had to be honest and say no, I've no idea. I've never seen it at all. And my character, obviously Ronnie Brooks, is based on the character of Lenny Briscoe, because we have to do that.
Mm.
That's part of our contract with Universal and Wolf Films.
Actually, it might be quite funny to see all you guys doing an American one, actually, but do you know what I mean? Just with your accents and everything, but doing the...
Well, oddly enough, that was one of Dick Wolf's ambitions, to get us to visit on like a secondment to
go to
New York to then take part. And we're like, we've gone visit. It's like an exchange program. But they couldn't tie down all the actors, and they couldn't get the time sorted. And then they took their one off the air, and that was it. So it's a shame.
That would have been really cool.
Absolutely.
I just want to just throw this in. Whenever we have a guest on, I usually jump on Google, you know, and just see what's going on. Found this thing on YouTube. I don't know what episode it is or what have you, but there's some kids behind you. It looks like you're in a boys and girls.
Center.
Yeah, youth centre is the word I'm after. The dancing bit.
Yeah.
What?
It's out there.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Because obviously there's, I don't know where you got to that, but obviously, there's some kids in the background dancing, and it's hip hop and sort of, you know,
well,
what have you.
That was just me having fun.
Yeah, but
and,
it's brilliant.
We need that to go viral. If that goes viral, then, you know.
Well,
the
maybe,
show's
I don't know
hit.
Whether we can put a link on that. We'll put a link on Magic and people can go and have a look, because people need to see you doing that.
I don't think they realise, because it's such a serious subject matter, and all of a sudden.
It's brilliant.
It takes off.
We're going to put it on our Facebook page, on the Magic FM Facebook page, so you can see Bradley doing his New York hip hop moves.
Well, people don't realise you're just a cop questioning, and then away you go. Yeah.
No, it's brilliant. It's good. No, it's great to see that. I think, because obviously it shows another side of you, but it's just made me laugh.
It just takes the edge off it. Yeah.
Anyway, back to the acting. Obviously, you've done lots of different acting, which leads me nicely onto an email that we've had from Claire Maynard in Ashton in Makerfield.
Okay.
And she says, "Hi, Rick. Please could you ask Bradley about his time in Corrie?" Obviously, we had to go there. "We loved him as Danny Baldwin, and he and Frankie would still be fantastic characters in the show now. Mm. Would he ever go back, and does he still keep in touch with Deborah Stevenson?"
Well, do you know what we don't... What happens is, once you finish a show like that, you just literally finish a show.
Mm.
You just go and do your other stuff, and I don't really keep in touch with anyone.
No. Yeah.
So that's just the way it is, you know. You end up going your separate ways.
It's like real life, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well,
you make friends because you're doing a certain thing, and then time moves on, and
And what we do is literally... I left the character. I specifically asked for the character to be left alive. And don't, whatever you do, when we finish, don't kill the character off. My seat's gone down.
Oh, sorry.
We do that
to everybody, Bradley.
Hello,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just in case people are getting too full of themselves. We have the electronic seat that goes down halfway through the interview.
Don't. Yeah, what I said was, please don't kill the character off. And they said, yeah, that's fine, because it was Bill Tarmy.
Right.
Bill Tarmy once said, don't let that character be killed off. So, you know, and he knows his way around.
Right, sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
But, you know, they...
So there's always a door then, an open door somewhere.
There's always a door, and I loved my time in Croy. It was great, yeah.
Claire also says, as a tribute to the Cobbles, love that, could we play Street Life by the Crusaders? Here you go then, Claire, and we'll be back with more from Bradley shortly.
I play the street.
Rick Astley on Magic.
It is Magic 105.4, and I am Rick Astley. Bradley Walsh is my guest this afternoon.
Hi, Rick.
So then, as well as Law and Order, you've not lost your game show roots.
No.
So let's just talk about The Chase for a second. I watched the clip on YouTube, the show that Anne Widdecombe was in.
Yeah.
Because that's on YouTube as well, by the way. I clicked on that as well. I mean, do you find that easy to do, that show? Is that just easy for you?
I really enjoy that show. I love it. And the great thing about that is, because it's on it, I mean, that particular show with Anne Widdecombe is a Saturday night show.
Right.
And because those were the celebrity specials. Mm. But however, the regular show's at 5 o'clock, and I love it because it's totally different from Law and Order. And luckily now, in this day and age, you can separate the two.
Yeah.
Whereas a few years back, even as far as back as only 6-7 years, you wouldn't have been able to do that, really.
Good point.
Whereas now you can. So it's quite good, and the casting directors and the film people just say, well, don't worry about that, that's fine, because they never watched television at that time.
Mm.
So they don't see there's any correlation between the two people, you know, Bradley Walsh and Ronnie Brooks, or Bradley Walsh the actor. So it's quite good, actually.
But
I love that show.
Yeah.
I love doing it. Have you seen the other clip?
No, what's that?
You then YouTube the other clip.
Okay.
It's had over now 2 million hits.
Right.
See, I am like Anchorman.
Right, okay.
When I ask the question set has put the questions up, so I will read the question. I never look at the questions before, so I read the questions.
Just as it
so is. They put questions up, and I will say something and then realise. Okay. And there's a downhill skier, German downhill skier called Fanny Schmeller.
Nice.
And that is her real name.
Okay.
Right? That's her real name. And so if you YouTube that, The Chase...
Okay.
And me and asking the question.
Okay.
Then you can...
We'll stick that on Facebook as well if the legal department will let us anyway.
100%. Yeah, okay. It's out there. I mean, that actually went out on the show.
Right, okay.
So the questions, it was out there. ITV showed it in its glory.
Okay.
Real woman. And she found out about it.
Oh, right, okay.
She's not having a brilliant season this year, but her Wikipedia page... Her Wikipedia page went through the roof.
The fan base has gone up.
The fan base went up unbelievably,
fantastic.
Globally.
I love it.
It's extraordinary. You've got to watch
it. I love
it.
I'll check that out. Okay.
Cool.
Now, Peter Andre is a friend of the station, and I know you appeared on his Piers Morgan interview.
Yes.
He's quite a misunderstood guy, really, isn't he?
Well, do you know what? I don't think he is. I don't think he's at all misunderstood.
Okay.
I think what you see with Pete is what you get. He's a really nice guy. I've worked with Pete now for a few years, and I love him. He's great. He's a family. He's very family orientated.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice man. He's either got his brothers with him or his mum and his dad. And, you know, he just has time for everyone.
Mm.
And I make a show with him called Odd One In. And once the curtain comes down and we leave the studio, Pete's still there signing autographs for the audience.
Mm.
You know, and not that the other guests on it don't, but Pete. You know, they're there for Pete, and he spends a lot of time, and we've had some good fun together, Pete and I. He's a nice, nice man, genuinely nice man. And I think the problem with him, with his life, is, of course, at that specific moment in time, he was living in a goldfish bowl. You know, excuse the cliche, please, but that's exactly what he did.
Mm.
And when they asked me to speak for Pete on Piers's gig, I just said, yeah, absolutely, because I find him adorable.
Mm.
He's just a lovely man.
Yeah. I must say that, I mean, the stuff that I've seen of him on TV, and I know it's difficult because you're literally like living in his pocket, you know, with some of the programmes that he's made and stuff, but... There does seem to be an underlying factor, you know, love his music, love him, loathe him. You know, there's still an underlying factor that, for one, he cares about his kids.
Yeah.
I think that's genuine. I don't think it's for the cameras. You can see
does,
you know what I mean?
And he
just seems to be a good all-round good
egg,
he's really.
A good
do you know what I mean?
He is.
And, you know, he just, it's interesting with him, I think. I think out of that whole thing of him being married to her as well and everything, he's definitely come out of that the best in terms of the way he's been
absolutely.
Really solid, I think, you know, and really, you know.
Totally agree.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Peter is going to be presenting the show on magic as well. So, so it'll be interesting to...
very good.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be better than I am, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think you're very good. I listen...
Oh, thank you, dear.
I listen to shows. I love magic. It's great.
Listen, it's been a real pleasure to have you here. Obviously, we could talk all afternoon.
Yeah.
But I need to get a song from you before we go.
Yes.
And maybe who you want to dedicate it to. You don't have to dedicate it to anybody particularly.
Okay, well, I'd like to, if it's okay... I was a big fan of the Jacksons, and I'm a big fan of Stevie Wonder, Motown, all that stuff. But I have to say, there was one record made by the Jacksons that was covered by Mariah Carey that I played at... it was our first dance at my wedding.
Fantastic.
So for my wife, Donna, who's not been too well, I'd just like to play this for her. Yeah, it's wonderful. Mariah Carey, and I'll be there.
So there we go, that's I'll Be There by Mariah Carey. That's a choice of Bradley Walsh. Don't forget you can see him on Law & Order UK on ITV. When is that, Bradley? Again?
Friday night's 9 o'clock.
Fantastic. And The Chase is on?
ITV1 again. Law & Order UK, ITV1, 9 o'clock Fridays. And all through the week at 5 o'clock is The Chase, ITV1.
Fantastic, brilliant. Okay, coming up tonight, Magic meets Jimmy Osmond.
Jimmy Osmond,
yeah. That's after Danny, who's up next with the Stress Busters. All that remains for me to say now is, Bradley, would you do as the Ron Burgundy and round off the show for us, please?
Why, thank you, Rick. This is Bradley Walsh, and you've been listening to Rick Astley on Magic. You stay classy now, London.
Perfect. Thank you, Bradley.
The Rick Astley Request Show on Magic.